order. Are you recording?
I am.
Okay, so if you want to just start, say your name.
Nicole Baumgarten is present.
Okay. And Steve Strickland and Connie Mueller.
Suzanne Schumer.
John Thiemann, Council Liaison.
And Ken Scheckman.
Okay, welcome everyone. We haven't had a meeting since June. So, opening round.
I do have something that I think may be relevant to our discussions here, the enclaves at Canton. I'm wondering if maybe we could put, here comes Tim.
Okay.
If we could put it on the agenda to perhaps discuss how it affects what we're doing, or see if we could request that the council get us involved as well, because it's more than just a stormwater issue. It's an everybody everywhere issue, which is an environmental issue, which is a green issue.
Well, we could talk about it today briefly if you want. There was a meeting last night of the Stormwater Commission, and they unanimously voted against it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Pleasure.
Wait, the Storm Great. Commission?
Yeah, we'll get to it. Okay. Let's try and keep it
on
track here. Yeah. Hi, Tim. Sorry we started early, but...
Oh, no, it's fine.
Some people were insisting we'd be on time.
We didn't start early.
One volunteer thing to another.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello. My name's Jan.
Jan, okay.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank
this
you.
Is a Green Practices Commission?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you here to make, like, a comment or
no,
just
a... No, I'm a new person.
Oh, okay.
A new commissioner?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Great.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks.
What's
what
your last name, Jan?
Estac.
Spell that.
Estacque.
And your first name is spelled?
Yanan.
Thank
you. Great. I'm Connie Mueller.
Hi.
Suzanne.
I'm John Thiemann, the City Council.
Hello. Hi.
I'm Nicole Bunker.
Hello.
Steve Strickland, staff liaison.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that.
Yes.
He is. We're introducing you to the planning department.
Yes.
The entire planning
You're
department.
All planning?
Okay,
yes.
New people, yay!
Cool, great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We just mentioned we haven't had a meeting since June, so we're just kind of trying to get back to what we're doing. Yeah.
Just a quick comment in response to what Nicole was saying. I was not able to attend the meeting. I never can during the day. But my understanding is that there was some comment about potentially the Green Commission being involved in that. It does seem to be, and perhaps John can comment further, it seems to be related to what we do.
Of course, yeah.
It's not, there might be a way in which we want to chime in on it. So
my thoughts were that the council's probably may not even bring it up. They might bring it up, but with this recommendation, that's a strong negative. But maybe the people that are against it should plan for the future. And the cemetery definitely wants to sell that. Mm-hmm. It's a chance it might go to a developer. Who knows? But if we could be proactive and find somebody to buy it, some way to finance it, this is all real pie in the sky. But if we find something to do with it so it doesn't get developed in a bad way or gets developed in a good way, like you mentioned in your email, that might be something we should think about in the future. Like some of the people that were testifying would say, the city should buy it and make it into a park. Well, that's not just going to happen because it's a $1 million piece of property. And it's a ton of work renovating a forest like that.
And
but maybe something that could happen.
And maintaining a park is a
ton of work.
Burden
yeah.
on a city.
But
yeah.
we have already done a lot of the groundwork to build a tiny forest. I'm just saying. And, research and groundwork, maybe that's an option.
Well, this is kind of a different thing because it's an existing forest.
But it it has to be cleaned up and stuff, and we would need to add more to actually help the stormwater issue.
Yeah, so that might be some aspect we could...
Have they done a hydrological study for like what stormwater would be. I mean, that's one of the issues that I took with what I read of the conversation, is they just said, it's going to make stormwater worse. I was like, you could put numbers onto that. And,
well, you know, the Stormwater Commission people would be the ones to talk to about
that.
Yeah,
I'm just curious with all of
that. Before we get into a big discussion, this is just my personal preference. I'd like to pick their brains about exactly how much they know, because at one point in the meeting they said, we don't have any numbers.
Yeah, and that's kind of...
And I thought, well, if you don't know anything at all, we must know something. There must be...
Can I throw out a suggestion?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure it's fruitful for us to discuss it tonight.
Right.
But I would suggest that we perhaps invite somebody from the Stormwater Commission to come here to our next meeting, where it becomes a major agenda item.
If we're going to...
Where we ask, you know, is there something that we can do as the Green Commission to support or to at least respond to what's...
I think that's a great idea, because I...
If we do that, should there also be someone here from the potential developer?
No.
No. I'm
sorry to interrupt,
but... You don't want to hear the, you know...
No, I don't think we're looking for a debate. I think, you know... My hunch is, I know the likely position of people here. Although, you know, your comment is very well taken, that it would be nice to have, I'm a scientist, I want data attached to.
That's what I would like more of, is what's the actual picture of what's going on.
My gut is to say this is a terrible idea, but I would like I'd like the hard evidence.
I feel like if you're going to make an argument saying flooding's going to get worse, it's almost like prove it.
Exactly.
Instead of like, well, my gut tells me, and it's like,
that's right.
That's fine.
And right now, that's where I am. My gut tells me this is a terrible idea.
And maybe somebody from forestry as well, because Jacob Kaiser, our forester, has looked at the trees. Somebody has, and I had it somewhere, somebody has looked at the property and surveyed it and graded all the trees as to how healthy they are. So there is a lot of information out there, but I don't have the whole picture.
Well, could somebody take responsibility for making sure we have
Do you want to see if we can gather people and talk about it, and we'll put it on the agenda for next time? I think that's good. What do you guys, you think that'd
be? Who's going to do that?
I like that idea.
Steve do that?
I can talk to Jacob or somebody on forestry, and also, I don't know, Gary Ehrenberg or Eric Karch might be good from Stormwater Commission.
My worry is that this group is going to be tree huggers only. Every tree deserves to be saved, and I'd like to make sure that, you know, that it's balanced with development.
Can I don't quarrel with you. I think at the same meeting, let's think about doing that two meetings from now. I assume the city council is not going to make a decision before 2 months from now.
I've had a million people ask me this question. It is not on the agenda for the city council. And if at times I seem like I equivocate, I doubt if anybody in this room has any question of how Citizen Thiemann feels. Councilman Thiemann has nothing before him. Okay? I mean, I want that to be absolutely clear. It has not been introduced to council. It will not be introduced to council this meeting. Watchfulness is, and vigilance is advised. If I haven't sent to some of you a letter I wrote today, an open letter to my constituents.
Did I get that?
I believe you did, but I'll make sure.
Yeah, I saw.
I don't think anybody here has any questions how I personally feel about these things. From a very technical standpoint of view, this has the legislative equivalent of nothing before me. You know,
So do I or another commissioner need to make an official motion to request that the council consult green practices in this so it's officially on the record, or is that not necessary?
I think
for
if,
you two, like,
I think if we talk about it, we would decide, we would vote on a recommendation to the council.
Can we
and
not
we could just
recommend vote, right now and agree that we want them to consult us in the future on it? Or at least
no,
like invite us to meetings?
Well, we could always go to a meeting.
I don't
think it works that way. I think if we want to make a recommendation on a particular thing, we can do this, but this thing might be already dead in the water.
My quick take, and I would defer again to John on this, but my quick take is that this is in the bailiwick of the Stormwater Commission, and it might be viewed as somewhat pretentious if we put ourselves in, you know, you've got to consult us as well as them. I don't know what the city council would feel about that.
Yeah, we can make recommendations to them, but we can't require anything of them. We don't have any.
Not a require, just simply ask that they include us. Just like we asked for them to include us on that other thing that is slipping my mind right now.
Here.
Could I propose that at our next meeting we invite a couple of people and just try and get a baseline picture?
I think that.
And then maybe after that we'll talk about brainstorm possibilities for this land just for grins, see if we could come up with something.
I think once we know more, we're in a better position to.
Yeah, I would just.
To make educate. I mean, your suggestions make a whole lot of sense. But, you know, my take is this meeting would be premature to do anything along those lines.
Right.
And I have every confidence that we can be totally fair and that we're not tree huggers.
I love trees, but then, yeah.
Speaking for myself, I'm intelligent enough to make a decision about this without just knee-jerk, all trees must stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've cut down trees on my property. You have to sometimes.
I've cut some forest land
people.
In Illinois, and forests are healthier if there is selective harvesting of them.
John, do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah. You know, only what you can find on KSDK.
Okay, about the developmental.
I read about it like 2 days ago on accident. But I live like 100 yards from there.
Oh, what street are you on?
I'm on Lindale. It's just like you're on north and south. You got Wayne, and then Lindale is the first thing you hit.
Oh, wow.
Right there.
Close.
We're
1,000
yards.
Too, yeah. So you're kind of below topographically. You're kind of below.
Yeah, I didn't. Really,
that.
I don't really know where they're
talking. You know where the cemetery is?
Yeah.
So all of those woods in back of the cemetery were going to be.
On the west side.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were going to be, not all the trees, but most of them were going to be removed for Oh, you got a picture?
Yeah, I read
that. Oh, do you want me to pass this or do you?
Yeah, I would like to
Yeah,
it's
cool to see.
That's nice.
Anyway, so it's a big, complicated story, and I don't want to drag our meeting down with it.
I think we should move on.
Yeah, so if we could, is it okay with everybody if we move on? And I'll try and get some people next time so we can talk about it in a more factual way.
Tonight make it a point to enclose everybody here on my open letter.
Okay. Yeah, that was cool.
Which is an open letter to my constituents largely, so I don't have to write another letter and another letter, because I get a huge number of emails.
Do we have minutes for that last meeting? I did not find them in my notes. That doesn't mean they didn't come.
You do not. They had not been.
They
had not been prepared. And when I listened to them, I realized, okay, I'm going to have to meet everybody before I can recognize voices and things. So,
if you want, I'm willing to just go through it and make notes about what we did. If you want, it might make more sense since I'm already in the loop for stuff.
I should be able to have them for the next. I've got the audio recording, but it's just putting together voices, which I should be able to do better now.
having that would be a problem.
It would, I started, it's like, this is going to be a little difficult. So you should have them along with the minutes from this meeting at the next meeting.
So we will not be able to approve any minutes. I have my notes from the last time. I'm trying to remember what we have gone into. So let's see, special presentation, citizen participation, new business. I have a note here that for this meeting, we were going to talk about the solar ordinance and the assessment.
Yeah, so I have a couple PowerPoint slides I assembled where I just went through all of the similar solar ordinance stuff and pulled out, what they've used for dimensions and some of the sort of nitty-gritty of the ordinances, because I remember City Council had said, well, does an outbuilding count as part of the square footage and all this other stuff?
Oh, can you summarize for these guys what you presented?
So we presented, a potential ordinance of new construction over some number of square feet needs to have basically a solar audit done, where some company would come through typically for free and say, you could generate this much solar power based on your drawings in this location. So not requiring any actual solar readiness with the wiring or any of the, putting in solar panels, just so that the contractors and the builders know this is what is the potential for that space. And City Council came back and said, first off, it needs to be in legalese, be in lawyer speak. But also there's some fine tuning of, what dimensions we're talking about and all this other stuff. And so after that presentation, I went through and looked at existing, ordinances from the region, but also around the country, and what do they do? And I sort of compiled that real quickly. I'll send it to everybody, and if we want to, I'll clean it up and we can project it next time. But it seems pretty, everybody seems to be following the one, I can't even think about it right now, but one of the standards. It's an international energy standard, and they have one for commercial and they have one for residential. Mm-hmm. And it seems relatively simple and straightforward. It gets into some nitty gritty about roof pitches and stuff, but I don't think that's what we're talking about. So I think that we can address the concerns of the City Council with relatively simple things, which simple is good. But I'll send that off to everybody and then we can talk about it or take a look at it more specifically next meeting. Is that cool?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's also on the agenda for next meeting. So has the City Council given any pushback on how they feel about it, or?
They seem pretty receptive. I mean, I haven't heard anything since we presented. But at the time, they all seemed like, yeah. I mean, especially when I had the quote from either Straight Up Solar or somebody that's like, yeah, we do this for free in 15 minutes. And it's like, oh, okay.
So what do we have to do to... What's the next?
So I think all that they really wanted was the specifics ironed out, because they can't make they can't make an ordinance or a law or a rule or whatever without having specifics.
Okay.
So they needed us to come back with specifics.
I think they wanted us, which is you, to actually draft an ordinance.
Yeah, and I went through and pulled out quotes from the ordinances that I thought we could just plagiarize and put together and have it be a lot of the way there, especially if it's a lot of these ordinances are all built on the IEEP, or whatever the International Energy, IECC, Appendix CA and Appendix RE for commercial and residential. Like, stuff already exists, and if we're just saying we're going to do, Section A and Section B, which are the readiness, and we're going to skip the rest, I think that makes the job really easy. Mm-hmm. but there's already stuff that's been accepted. So I'll go through and review, because I did this back in like June or July. I can't remember when I did it, but I remember doing it. And it's on my computer. I just not even so sure where it is on my computer right now. It's there.
Good. Yeah, I'm looking forward. I would love to see that move forward.
Yeah, it seems something simple and easy. Mm-hmm. And
simple
maybe.
And clean, and everyone is motherhood and apple pie.
Yeah, you like an apple pie.
Okay, and then the assessment, get scope defined for assessment. Was that the energy assessment for the new construction?
Like the...
It was the same presentation we also talked about. It's already fuzzy in my mind. I apologize. Do you remember you presented on that? The energy audit? Is that it?
I thought we spoke our piece and they went ahead and did what they were going to do anyways with hiring that...
With hiring privilege.
Oh, okay.
So
So that's over.
I don't think there's anything we can do about that.
It's a moot point at this point.
There was a time when we talked about possibly suggesting to them what we would like for the scope to be. I have not came up with that, and I don't think anybody else has either, and I think it's already passed.
It's gone, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else have any new business? Old business, annual report for commission. Do you know about the annual report?
I just left the items from that were old business on the June meeting on there, so I don't know if those were resolved or if those were if there was anything left to discuss on those, but
there was some kind of report that when Mary Kennedy was still here, she was talking about an annual report that Green Practices has to make to
the council.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't think we've done before, have we?
No, I was going to look here at the welcome packet to see if it has any guidelines for what that's supposed to include.
She had talked previously about it just being a high-level report summarizing what we had discussed and any motions we had made or, you know, anything that we were working on. A year summary.
Like for the previous year? Okay.
Yeah. Is what
I thought
she,
I, yeah,
what
I thought
said.
I got something together for her.
Okay.
Regarding, I have to tell her. I'm way behind.
I'll take a look and...
What together. When we don't meet for several months.
Yeah, everything's kind of like, I have brief notes, but they're way too brief.
I'm used to doing something similar for commissions in a previous municipality, so I'll take a look and see what I can find and put something together for next meeting.
Super. And Tiny Forests are just kind of, that was a concept we were talking about for a while. That's on the back burner. I guess if we can find a place to put it, put one. But it's really not. There's nothing to report for that. The fall shredding event went great. Nicole and I showed up, and then hardly anybody else. There were hardly any customers, so
they
let us go home.
When I left, there was like a, not a backlog, but there was a steady stream of cars.
Okay, good.
So, because I went, I checked on her like an hour after we dipped out.
Yeah.
So then she said everything was fine. She had a box of Green Practices Commission vests and materials and things that we have been using for our events, and she dropped the woman who from the county.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her name, but she's great.
Yeah.
She like, you know, well, should I take the box and bring it to Green Practices? And the conclusion was she was going to drop it off at City Council. So City Council, City Hall, should have our box of
safety equipment
and safety
okay.
and everything.
Yeah.
But not the tablets.
She would correct. Have, the county person keeps
would,
those.
Would keep those.
Yeah. So I'm not sure why we were involved in the shredding event. It's like not a green practice necessarily, but I think it's because it was all part of the same grant that also involved electronics recycling, which definitely is something we want to do. But
we had taken part in it other years in the shredding. We had been part of direction.
Well, I don't know if that's us or other volunteers.
I did it through.
Yeah, we did it one time when it was a joint thing with electronics.
Maybe that was it.
But since you and I are the only ones to volunteer, I guess it's up to us if we want to do it again.
Nope.
Definitely want to do the electronics because that's a really, really important type of recycling to do. So if we can encourage that, that'd be great. Let's see. Any other old business, new business?
I just wanted to mention I bumped into at one of the farmers markets that Gateway Greenways or whatever, the people that do the bike paths, are going to do something here.
Oh, really?
Like they're going to redo from like this corner all the way down to Ackert to try and work this way. And I just saw that in Olivet, I guess there's old train tracks that they've ripped up that kind of go from like behind Chevy's right there,
mm-hmm.
like all the way to, I think all the way to Warsaw.
Yeah.
Or maybe even further than that. And they kind of are saying it'll connect to the, I guess, Centennial Greenway along the interstate there. And I just, I'd like to keep whatever connecting they're trying to do. Not supported financially, but like whatever we can do. I mean, I guess they'll be fixing up the road and stuff there, which is nice. But it would be nice to get some better greenways connected. And I think U-City has the potential to continue to partner with them, but also to like get some of our streets.
Yeah,
addressed at the same time.
I've seen the maps for that. Where did I get it if it wasn't through this group? I've seen the map.
They had a tent up at the farmer's market.
Well, they
maybe,
sent out emails,
maybe
too,
a month or two ago.
I saw.
They are prolific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I
That's
think...
a great thing.
It would be nice to sort of even tie in, you know, Centennial Greenway somewhere in the city so you could get across the city more easily on a bike.
Yeah.
Certainly going
and having some shade would be nice too, but it's just I want to mention that, put it in the minutes so that we can just keep that on our radar of like what are they thinking, what can we do to even spread the word to get some more greenways going around.
It wasn't a large enough distance length to do a lot of good though, because I don't think it went past. It didn't go east of Kingsland, I don't believe.
I think it connects Ackert Walkway to
maybe so.
Here, and maybe eventually they'll try and connect it all the way across, but I don't know how.
Connecting Vernon down as far as Skinker would be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Among that place where it feels closed in.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. They
and
do
of course,
great
it's
job.
Very difficult to bike. You can't bike in the loop anymore.
Yeah,
the tracks
too dangerous. Okay, should we do our council liaison update?
I do have one other item to share. If that's
sure.
Okay. Sorry, it's kind of out of turn. But we talked last time we met at the library about SoulSmart, and we said, "What is SoulSmart?" I said, do y'all remember what I'm talking about?
No.
No.
I have forgotten already.
So what is SoulSmart?
Okay, excellent question. Give me just a second. I'll tell you exactly what it is. Basically, it's a certificate, like it's a program. Okay, so SoulSmart, Clayton got this, and that's why it came to our attention. So SoulSmart is a national program funded by the Department of Energy, running through 2027. It encourages solar growth at the local level by offering free technical help on planning, zoning, permitting, and financing to city governments. It is a designation, so Clayton is SoulSmart certified.
Is it SOL?
SOL.
Okay.
I think they're like silver level or something.
Yeah.
But basically, it helps show incoming businesses that the city is solar friendly. The program itself tries to reduce the soft costs of solar installation. So that's going to be permitting, inspecting, planning and zoning, community engagement, government operations, market, blah, blah, blah. So basically, soft costs are up to 2/3 of the costs of getting solar installed. And so this is a program that helps people navigate the legal part of that. And so it would help us reduce what people need to do to get solar.
Did I hear you correctly describe this as a federal program? And if so, does it still exist?
DOE, that's what I was wondering.
Could our friends in Washington?
As of August 10th, when I did the research and wrote this, it did.
Hmm. And Clayton is already certified under this program?
Clayton is certified.
And how do we find out what we need to do?
When did Clayton get certified?
It, I have that something. Written down.
I was just wondering if it's
my thing. I have that as a comment.
It really is okay.
If U City is interested in getting SoulSmart certified, we would have to do a few things. There's some general requirements we would have to make. So for we would need to provide a transparent, efficient, cost-effective approval process so that if somebody, so that if somebody were to ask the city, is it okay if I get solar panels? We have a very simple process for them to follow. Simplified permit applications so that they're not busting through a bunch of paperwork to try to apply for that. And then the staff being well-trained. We would need to have a clear vision for clean energy for the future and transparent codes on solar use and development. The city would need to install solar energy in public facilities and engage utility discussions of community solar power, net metering, et cetera. And then provide information to the community, educate and engage the community, and then partner with other organizations and support community solar. So in order to get certified, you don't have to do all of these things, but you must collect enough points from different categories to reach a certain level of certification, silver, gold, platinum, whatever. So we would just, at a city level, they would need to ensure that these things were in place, then they would be certified, and then incoming businesses would say, hey, it's easy in University City to get solar. We should consider that.
Nicole, that is so exciting. I really am pleased about that.
I thought I heard you say earlier that it would help in some way to defray the costs.
Yes. So whenever a business is trying to put solar in, they are cutting through all these red tapes. They got to do permits, and they've got to get applications done, and they got to do all this stuff. And if you're SoulSmart certified, basically what the program does is it helps the government eliminate that and guide them towards a cleaner, easier process for those.
So it's not a subsidy. You get a rebate of X dollars if you put in solar.
Correct. It's not.
Rather, it eases the process.
Correct. And this program helps provide the staff and the funding and the expertise to help the city do this. Because cities only have so much expertise at their level, but this SoulSmart program has staff members that are trained in how to navigate this stuff and change the way that the city approves solar power.
So
Steve, are you in the planning department? Are you the planning department?
I am in the planning department, yes.
Is this something that you should do a lot of the research and trying to figure out how we qualify for it?
I believe so. I haven't had the opportunity. I've got a lot of experience reviewing solar panel permits. Haven't had the opportunity here yet. Haven't had one come in.
Yeah. Have you heard of SoulSmart before? Is this something that's familiar to you?
I have not heard of that.
I haven't either.
I'm familiar, you know, with similar, you know, type of
certifications.
Yeah, thank you. You know, for different categories or whatever. But yeah, I'd be happy to, you know, check into the requirements. I know the planning director in Clayton, if that, you know, is necessary to check with her, I can do that as well. But yeah,
would it be possible for you to give us a report that we could actually, at the next meeting, decide to support and make it an item, an agenda item to actually...
This information that I spoke on is available in the Green Practices Commission OneDrive. If you just search SoulSmart, it comes up. It's just a loose document there. So everything that I've said is right here, and then SoulSmart has their own website where you can like really drill down into these requirements and... if we were interested in becoming involved, we would start there.
So would that have to go through the council, do you think, or?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this sounds like something we would want to talk about in some detail and potentially, seek the council's support.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this would be a council consideration or a civil servants consideration. You know, I mean, that is to say, would it be something that we would have to approve, or is just something that civil servants adds on to what they already do?
In any case, we would need to make a recommendation to the city, even if it only went to Gregory, right?
Yeah, yeah. You could send it to Gregory, and then he would make the appropriate avenue for it.
Yeah. But we need
Gregory
something.
Is the city manager, Gregory Rose.
But if the more detailed the report, or if you have some, can pull it together for us so we have something that we can actually work on. And I'll try to get to OneDrive.
Like you don't need a report from me. The website has everything very clearly. That's just a summary. So like you could get way more information there. But this is just, you know, this is as much report as I can really make on it without rewriting their website.
This is great, though.
I am delighted with this. This is the most exciting thing I've heard come here.
What a great reception. I didn't expect this.
I know this much I can say on behalf of the city. If you present something that says this is productive, costs you no money, and saves you work, I don't know that I need to hear anymore.
Well, it would be nice to cut out the red tape.
Yeah,
yeah. And if we're going to ask for cost-benefit analyses to be required on new construction, then it makes sense that we would make it easy for companies to then move forward with solar if the analysis supports it.
Nicole, you did say in there that one of the potential requirements is to have solar on public buildings, which I don't believe we have. Or do we have any solar on any of our buildings?
No.
I don't know.
Some of the schools do, but I don't think any of the government buildings do.
I don't think so either.
Well, maybe that's something that we can start pushing for. If we are saying that it is cost effective to have solar panels, why don't we have more solar panels?
I did a study. Granted, things were differently costed back for the 2015 thing. It didn't make any sense anywhere, not even on the top of Centennial Commons to put them up. But, you know, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and the calculations are always going to be different for new construction as opposed to retrofitting old construction.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we circle back around to that next meeting?
We've got a busy meeting next time.
And yeah, that's good.
I'm happy to, like I said, do research, and I'll talk to Becky Alvin, who's the economic development manager, who's the interim director of the department. So I'll get her involved as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
Suzanne, I'm all for putting solar panels on buildings, though.
But I know at one point I looked at putting them on some of my buildings, and it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but
so
I haven't looked for a while either.
Council liaison report?
Thank you. You're lucky, I don't know if you're lucky or not, that you have a writer for a council liaison. So yesterday when I finished that meeting about with stormwater, it was so lengthy that I just put my thoughts about news in writing and sent it to him because I didn't want to keep them for another amount of time. So I'm not going to read everything to you, but I will just make quick notes. I will send you my open letter about my position. And I really, I guess, to some extent, the city's position on the council's, the enclaves on Canton. Just to make sure everybody's clear, you have 11 acres of land up there upon which the, I never can remember these brothers' names. Anyway, the developers want to put a 104-unit apartment complex. That's the issue, and it would take up almost all of that area. An area that is basically completely undeveloped. Well, I shouldn't say completely undeveloped, but you know what I'm saying. So that is the issue. Right now, technically speaking, there is nothing before the council. It would have to go through rezoning. It would have to go through a conditional use permit. It would have to clear the civil service. So you have a number of steps before it could possibly come before the council, plus the fact you have a negative report from the Stormwater Commission. And in my own personal opinion, near universal dissent among people who live around it and in their various wards. That's my feeling. My feeling is that most people feel that there should be nothing whatsoever done to this land. So what I'm going to hopefully try to balance is finding something. I worry about a mentality that says that, and hope that we can combine the notion of green practices and economic development, mm-hmm. not as two thoughts, but as one. And when I say not as two thoughts, I don't mean economic development. Yeah, maybe we'll throw something to the greens. You know, that is one thought, that economic development and green practices should be a single thought in when it comes to development. That's what I hope. And I hope we can use this as an opportunity to push that. I'd also, secondarily, and I don't want to keep you because I know the Blues are about to drop the puck. But I also would applaud green practices for getting involved in this. You know, because I've thought this all along, that this should be something that you're at least given a courtesy information thing.
Yeah.
You know. And these are my political instincts on this. Now, for those of you who are curious about my political instincts, my first vote was for McGovern. So don't think that I'm always right about things. So vigilance and watchfulness are, because I could be completely wrong. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. I could be completely wrong about this. There are avenues. It's worth saying that what this is, technically speaking, what the Stormwater Commission said was that they will not approve it right now, either the rezoning or the conditional use permit, based upon the fact that they just don't have enough information to go on. That second part is key, because then somebody could come back and say, okay, what constitutes enough information? And here it opens up all again. Beyond that, really, it's kind of a slow news day in U City. You know, I mean, the summer hasn't,
You know, I voted for, you know, approval of buying new trash cans. You know, I was thanking God, you know, for that.
Trash cans?
New trash cans. If you need a new one, just let me know. you know, I was thanking God for that because, you know, I was originally elected to be the guy that takes care of painting your lines down the street and cracked sidewalks, not saving your democracy and the environment. But then somebody orange got elected. So it's been a relatively slow news day. I will say to you on ongoing concerns that are sort of outside of you city, shall we say. Terry Crow, the mayor, made a wise comment at the State of the City thing when he said most of our problems will not come internally. In the next few years, they'll come externally. The House Bill number 939 did not get through the Senate. Now, I'm going to read what they...
What was 939?
I'm coming to that. It is a kind of perennial on the far right that I've been told to have every reason to expect that it will come back again. This is the it's come now in three iterations before the House, and this is the executive summary that was presented to the Standing Committee on Commerce. And forgive me, I don't want to keep everybody, but it's worth reading this at some length. This bill prohibits any county or municipality from enacting or maintaining any ordinance, regulation, or other policy that requires an owner, builder, or developer to implement green building design and construction practices for one or two family dwellings, condominiums, multi-unit townhouses, multi-unit apartment buildings, or commercial or industrial buildings with the intent to improve sustainability, energy efficiency, high-performance energy standards, environmental responsiveness, or other standards specified in the bill that threatens the affordability of the construction, maintenance, repair, or renovation. If you followed that through, if this bill goes through, we can all go home.
So it says it's prohibiting any, requiring any green practices if they affect the affordability.
It's actually sold as a... not zoning, but as a building code.
Yeah.
So it effectively removes, notice carefully, in my opinion, notice how they also use the vocabulary of the green movement. Mm-hmm. You know, they use words like sustainability. This isn't something you expect to hear from the Jefferson. Yeah.
So it's failed for now?
I found it was interesting. The last clause seemed to say if it affects the affordability of that's being constructed.
Oh, yeah. But they'll come back with...
Yeah, but anybody would say that it would.
So, you know, if it costs them a dollar to put on a solar panel, they'll say.
But, of course, if it's cheaper, that would seem to...
But it's still...
You know, that would seem to open up the can of worms of, hey, if you put in solar, it's going to cost you X dollars now, but you're going to save money over the next 3 years or 5 years.
It sounds like you couldn't do it if this goes through.
I would give you also, I would caution you to think about the fact this makes a third iteration of this bill for the House. It has been revised. When the first one just simply said, what is the first thing? They see one or two family dwellings. And then they added industrial and, you know, so on and so on. And they made it larger and larger. So I would simply say that, you know, the discussion you and I are having will be had by on the right as well. I'm being openly blunt.
So it's knocked out for now, but you're just saying it will probably come back.
I was meeting with a bunch of city and county legislators the other day, and it's guaranteed it's going to come back.
Okay.
It'll come back with different language. It'll try to come back more palatable. Yeah, so there we are. So I put this out here as a caution, you know, to keep your finger on this.
Terrify
pulse.
Us.
It's just
this is another thing.
That's
that we
our
worry about at 3 a.m, right?
that's
hey,
our
welcome to my club. You know, I signed up to be the guy who takes care of your cracked sidewalk. Okay, last thing. Some of you know that I am involved in, and I hope to involve green practices, but I'm involved in a group of legislators called Cool Cities STL. Mm-hmm. This group is made up, for those of you who are new or don't know, is made up of legislators across the, and directors of various organizations like Botanical Gardens and East-West, I always want to say East-West Gateway Coordinating Committee, but that's not right. East-West Gateway Council of Municipalities. Yeah. I never can get that straight. Groups like that. So we had a meeting at City Hall where we, in fact, invited our Stormwater Commission. We had 17 municipalities show up, legislators from various municipalities, as well as people from the Botanical Gardens, the Council of Governments, and God only knows that I've forgotten some folks. And it was well received. You know, they presented the Stormwater Master Plan. And the hope here is to present it to other municipalities who might want to imitate what U-City has done. The hope, the theory, philosophy perhaps I should say, is that with cool cities, is that the federal government has abnegated its moral responsibility to take care of the climate. The state has followed suit. It therefore falls to folks like me and legislators on the municipal and regional level to do something about the environment. And so this is what we're trying to do. Also, Cool Cities will be making a presentation of a climate summit that will happen at Wash U in January. Our topic will probably be greenhouse gas reduction. I'll keep you posted on that as I find out more. I just found out this the other day. Then there's this. I'm proposing that green practice of the Cool Cities, and you know, there are a lot of ways in which I hope I can hook all of you in, that we adopt a kind of policy to form a group much like ALEC on the right, the American Legislative something, that do things like come up with model legislation. You know, the sort of
cool cities to do this?
Yeah, sort of ALEC without the stormtroopers is the way I've been saying it. That we do really three things. One, come up with model legislation that can be implemented throughout the region. So, you know, you come up with this model for, and this gets done by legislators all the time. Somebody over in Creve Court does something that's just like I want to do, so I take their legislation, scratch out Creve Court, and put in U-City. Mm-hmm. We do this all the time.
Sure.
It's not, you use the word plagiarism. I like to think of it as carrying on a tradition that's begun.
Honoring, right?
Honoring, there's my, yeah. But this is done all the time. This is what ALEC does. ALEC gets through 200 pieces of legislation every year by handing somebody, you know, here's what you can do. The second thing we can arrange with people that want to do this model legislation is expert witnesses. People who, you know what they're talking about when it comes to this kind of stuff. So that you introduce to your council this thing and this thing and this thing about this, that, and the other, and we call on some of these folks to be expert witnesses for you. Fairly simple thing. This is all within our wheelhouse, and none of this is news. The other thing would be networking, to connect people with other people who are interested in doing legislation X, Y, Z.
I'm wondering if a group like this could have a counter to the bill with something with some of the similar language that would reflect the opposite of what they want to do. So as a way to present in Jefferson City, both to the House and the Senate, options for a different way of thinking about the same issues.
This would be the hope. Now, I have to say right now that this is my fantasy.
Yes.
This is my imagining, mm-hmm. That we could do, make a counterpoint. But it is kind of catching on, and so I wanted to put it out there in case, I tap you on the shoulder at some point and say,
Sounds like an interesting idea.
Yeah, well, here's
what. Gotta try something.
Okay, that's all I have to present. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
I'm going to head out.
Okay. Yeah, and I was going to ask if you, do you have any special interest in the environmental area or things you'd be interested in working on? Or Or how'd you hear about green practices?
I don't remember that much. I looked it up at some point when I was interested someday, and then many months later got an email saying, hey, you've been recommended. Okay.
Okay.
General interest is also pretty loaded. There's all kinds. It's really hard to separate things given that everything is connected. So I guess one of my main interests, being a citizen, interfacing with government, is so often why do things seem to be so challenging to do when they appear to be pretty basic. For instance, the banning of single-use plastics in a municipality. You know, I mean, this is stuff that you go to certain places in the world and it's old news. And then I go to Meshuggah and I have to fight them to get a ceramic mug. And I love Meshuggah.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Meshuggah.
Right, and you know, there's a reason, something.
Yeah.
There always is, and isn't
there a statewide ban on banning single? I am thinking there is. I just did the back
there
of
is.
My
there's
head.
A statewide ordinance that
right.
that says
forbids.
We can't. We are forbidden.
Yeah.
Forbidden to.
Because I think Columbia had that.
Yeah. What I would do is do it anyway and ask for forgiveness after the fact, which is the playbook nowadays in the world of dealing with the current administration and their like, is that we could do it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to somebody in Jeff City who's got no interest in anything remotely reasonable tell me what I can do on Tomo.
That might be poking the bear in this case.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, we have to a little bit.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not sure that plastic is where to go.
You pick your choices, but somewhere you do. And I will walk out of a coffee shop if I can't get a ceramic mug, which just happened to me today down in Sular. And so, small things like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to sign up for the commission, finally, I went into City Hall, and I walked in. It was a hot day, and I talked to a guy outside. He said, well, I'm just out here getting some sun because it's so cold inside. And then I talked to Ms. Reese, and she also made a comment about, oh, it's so cold in here. Okay, well, why don't we just have the thermostat 4 or 5 degrees higher? I'm sure that's going to save something over the course of time. Little things like that seem really evident, that's where I would probably step into answering your questions. Like, just
makes sense to me.
Why don't
they make big differences?
That's interesting.
HVAC is always complicated. Anyway.
Sure.
Maybe it's set in one area and there's only one thermostat. So there are reasons sometimes for that. But
I'm far enough outside.
You're right.
Area where the reasons don't.
Do you know where the thermostat is?
I do not.
But it's
Steve, why don't you find out? Wouldn't that be interesting to see where the thermostat is actually set?
Well, just to play devil's advocate, sometimes you do have to keep the thermostat set lower depending on what you're storing. If you're storing like certain documents or whatever, you want to prevent moisture, you know, or if you have computers, like it has to be cool enough to cool, or storage servers, anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if City Hall is zoned.
I have no idea what they have.
They probably bricked over the thermostat.
Don't.
Like they bricked over the thermostat in the 30s, and they just ride it out.
It's one person who is kind of in charge and likes it to be cold. That's why.
Well, that would be interesting for Steve to find out as you're exploring City Hall. Find out where it's set, why it's set, and if there's multiple zones. Yeah.
I'm on
it.
Yeah, I'm sure you have nothing else to do.
That just seems like very low hanging fruit.
It is. But it would be fun. And you know, Steve, as someone who's new needs to find things.
Find out where the thermostat is.
Yes. Well, I've got to go too. Is there anything else that we need to cover?
I don't have anything. Closing round, anybody? Anybody want to?
Is Matt the only one that wasn't here? Is he still on? I don't know. When are people moving off?
I don't know that.
There was an email from Matt that just simply said he couldn't make it.
He's been out of town. Yeah, he hasn't rotated off. Do you have the?
I've got the list.
But I was just curious because he's sort of the resident expert on heat pumps and that type of stuff, and he speaks about that in a knowledgeable way that certainly I can't.
Yeah.
Just checking our available resumes for what we have.
So our next
to talk about.
Yeah, our next meeting should be September. Wait, what month is it? This is October.
Yeah.
The 13th of November.
Right? I believe so.
That's the second Tuesday, second Thursday.
Second Thursday.
Someday I'll remember.
Yeah, second Thursday. It's the 13th of November.
Yes.
Okay.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay, second. Everybody.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.